AM 1570 FM 104.5 WYTI at Rocky Mount, Virginia. It is 1:31 and you're in tune to 1570 AM 104.5 FM WYTI in Rocky Mount, Virginia. Weather word, mostly cloudy for the rest of the afternoon. We're expecting a high around 50. Tonight, a slight chance of rain after 4 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy. Overnight low of 34. Chance of precipitation is 20%. And then for your finally Friday, rain. May have better than snow, though, right? Mainly after 8 a.m. with a high around 39 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 90%. And we can expect a high again tomorrow around 39 degrees. So it is going to be a cold rain. 1:32, 28 minutes away from 2 o'clock. And I am happy to have in the studio with me Mr. Let me see. I've got names written down on the second page. I have Mr. John Wilson and Mr. Joe Ferrara. We have John is the president of the Habitat for Humanity, the local, I guess, office we would call it, and Joe Ferrara, the vice president. Gentlemen, how are y'all today?
We're fine. Thanks, sir.
Fantastic. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank y'all so much for stopping by the studio and taking time out of your busy schedules. You know, we were talking a little bit before going on the air here about Habitat for Humanity. And if you guys would, just tell us a little bit about what is, for those that may not know, what is Habitat for Humanity? And a lot of folks do not know or not aware that we have a local branch. Let's talk about that.
Habitat for Humanity was established in Atlanta, Georgia in 1976, and the Rocky Mount affiliate was set up in 1994, and it's an all-volunteer organization. The mission of Habitat for Humanity is to seek God's love and put into action. Habitat brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope. And the key element of that is bringing people together in the community to bring hope to those in need. The vision is to have a world where everyone has a decent place to live. And each affiliate is its own nonprofit center. So even though we're part of an international organization, each affiliate is responsible for its own business, and we have our own board of directors and our own budget and have to raise all our own money to support ourselves.
You know, one thing that we'll talk about as the show develops, too, is there's a local store, a Habitat store here, and those funds that are generated within that store, those are 100% goes toward the cost and operations of running the Habitat group here in the county, correct?
Oh, that's true. Our store is in Rocky Mount. It's beneath the Pendleton Nonprofit Center on Main Street, across from the courthouse. A lot of people don't know that we're there. And that's our facility where we take donated goods from individuals, from residents, and also from companies like Lowe's and a lot of the companies out there that just give us refurbished goods or just goods that have been outdated. And we sell that to people in need, and they really appreciate that. But a lot of people don't know we exist there.
Yeah, and it's good to know, and we'll talk about that location again. And, of course, we'll give contact information of how folks can get in touch with you. Tell us a little bit about now. It's you know, we talked about Habitat was founded in 1976. That's the local Habitat. Is that correct?
No, the local Habitat was established in 1994.
94.
The Habitat International was established in 76.
We hear President Carter, he's participated a lot with Habitat for Humanity.
Yes, he was. He's probably, a lot of people think he started Habitat for Humanity because he's from Georgia and that's where the organization started, but it was actually started by Millard Fillmore in 1976. Jimmy Carter was really instrumental in getting the name recognition throughout the United States and now internationally as one of its primary ambassadors, I would, if you say, throughout the world.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the local Habitat for Humanity. What have you guys done? First of all, Joe and John, if you would, tell us each one of you how you got involved in Habitat and how long you've been involved with it.
I joined the board in, I think, the spring of 2015. I have a construction background, an engineering background, and have been involved in housing ministries with the churches that I have been involved with for about 18 years. So I've had, I like building things, and so I like being involved in helping people in the housing ministry. So when I moved here to Franklin County in 2015, the opportunity to join the board was presented to me, and it seemed like a great fit with the things that I like to do.
Yeah, and this is Joe. I retired 3 years ago, and I was fortunate enough to go out to Southwest Florida to see Habitat work out there, and I got involved with them, and I really enjoyed it. From seeing a house from nothing to a full house built, and seeing those people, you know, enjoying their house when we did the dedication. And then when I came out here to Franklin County, I wanted to join Habitat, and I didn't know where to go. And I saw an ad in the paper. I think it was a blessing, and John had put an article out there that he's looking for people, and I responded, and here I am today, helping John and helping our cause out here in Franklin County.
You know, a lot of people may think that, you know, that this is an organization just to give houses away, free houses, but it's not. That's not necessary. That's not true at all. There's a lot of things that go on for someone that may be needing a home. Tell us a little bit about what you folks done and how that works.
Well, the Habitat philosophy is we don't give a hand out, we give a hand up. And so the whole process for obtaining a house and then and getting into a house requires participation by the homeowner, and there's requirements for income and credit and the ability to pay a mortgage, because it's not a house that's given to them. The homeowners are required to participate in the construction. They are they go through training to get you know, financial awareness and to learn how to establish a budget, and they also learn how to, you know, the maintenance aspect of a home. So again, we're not here to just give out the properties. They participate in the whole process, and they are responsible for contributing their own time and effort to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Talk about what are some of the things that Habitat has done, including the store, over the last 1 or 2 years here in Franklin County.
Over the last 2 years, we purchased two homes that were in foreclosure from the Virginia Habitat organization, and we've refurbished those, pretty much gave them a brand new house from new appliances, new mechanical systems, all new lighting fixtures, siding, windows, a new roof, so that the house structure was there, but we were able to take that and turn it around and provide essentially a brand new house. We purchased and refurbished two of those homes, and those families moved in. One family moved in March, and the latest family moved in August of this past year.
Let's talk a little bit about the store. What do you guys, if someone out there that may be listening, you know, what is the store all about? Not only for people to come and shop at, but as maybe someone wanting to donate. What do you guys look for?
So we're looking for furniture, anything from spoons to furniture. I mean, we have electrical components, we have plumbing, we have sinks, we have dressers, we have furniture, mirrors, pictures. You know, and I tell you, we've got people coming to that store that can just stroll around there and find stuff that they just love and they need for their house or their trailer. And it's gratifying that someone can walk out of there and be able to get a good deal on something and they'll put it to good use.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what it's all about. We have people dropping off, you know, dressers and drawers and mirrors and different pieces of equipment that we can use to get to other people rather than it ending up in some landfill.
Absolutely. And Joe, not only would you accept items, but I mean, if someone wants to come in and make a monetary contribution, can that also be done at the store, or is that a whole separate route they need to go through?
They can do that any way they want.
Any way they want.
Cash, credit. You know, we're actually working on our website right now. It's www.habitatfcva.org. That's FC for Franklin County, VA.org. And we're working on that site. We're going to actually have a donate button on there. People certainly give us donations, and John can talk a little bit more about that. We do get some donations from corporations. We're looking to get more. And I think once people realize our mission and where we are now and what we want to do and where we want to go, I think they'll be a little bit more open to donate to our cause to help those people in need.
And if they wanted to donate, John, I mean, whether they be a big corporation or an individual, how do they go about doing that right now?
We have, you know, most people do it by mailing checks, and our mailing address is P.O. Box 834, Rocky Mount, Virginia, 24151.
Okay, P.O. Box 834, Rocky Mount, Virginia, 24151. And once that website, all of the, it's tweaked, they'll be able to go right to the website and make contributions that direct.
We're actually working on that donate button, but eventually you're going to be able to go to our website as we start to fill more content in there. It's www.habitatfcva.org. And, you know, so we're making it easier for people to do it. They can come by the store, they can drop off a check, they can send it to the PO, they can call us. There's a contact page on our website if they have information on donations, and maybe they know of other corporations or residents or people that want to help our cause. They can call us directly or email us. We'll give out that phone number, too, by the way. The store phone number where you can leave a message is 540-263-8195. And that'll actually get you to our store phone where you can leave a message. And John or myself will follow up with you and work with you on that, you know, donation.
You know, one thing that I wasn't aware of, and it's just simply for the fact that, you know, I had not done any research on it, but, you know, when I think about Habitat for Humanity and what you guys do, I think about building homes. But you guys also do repairs to, like, alleviate health and life and safety code issues. So if someone's out there, how does that work? If someone's out there and they have something that's seriously wrong with their home, can you guys, what's the process that one would have to go through in order to maybe get help?
As you said, the Habitat organization primarily, its main function was to build homes for people. The affiliates, individual affiliates, are experimenting with different processes for how to help people with critical repair needs. And so we started a program in 2016 where we would do repairs for certain people. And again, needing the ability to pay back some of the money. And what we found is that there's a huge need in our community. There's so many people who have who are living on limited income, but yet have some significant repair issues with their homes and having a need to fix that. And when we initiated the program, we didn't have a volunteer organization to help with the labor aspect, so we were hiring contractors to do that work, and essentially we went through our budget rather quickly, and I think we spent probably $60,000 over a year and a half period helping people out with small projects for weatherization, but also, you know, installing new roofs. We've converted bathtubs to showers for people who were want to age in place, handicap ramps and things like that to help to people to stay in their home for as long as they can. But like I said, we went through our budget pretty rapidly because there's such a big need. And so our future work is going to, in that area, is going to require that we have a good partnership with the local community, civic organizations, and churches, where they can provide labor, but also some financial support for materials as a needed for each of the repairs. So that's going to be a major effort that we need to undertake in the next year to try to get that organization established, because, like I said, there's a huge need in our community for that type of work.
Currently, do you have groups and churches that you guys work with today?
We do not. The last two houses that were built, which was before my time, the last house was built in 2014, 2015. They used an all-contractor labor force because of some specific construction requirements that were being tested. And as a result of that, it kind of alienated the church communities and the civic organizations. And so because they couldn't participate in the builds, we lost that connection. And so when I joined, we really didn't have that stable of volunteers, either through the churches or through any of the local, civic organizations. So, like I said, we're in the process of trying to rebuild that relationship, which is, it takes time and effort to do that, because it's been a few years since we really were actively engaged in the community.
Absolutely. So for anyone out there listening, whether you be an individual or maybe you're a business, contact John and Joe for more information how you can help. And let's just say for the average Joe citizen out there, fellas, maybe they can't be of help financially. What other ways can they help within the habitat?
Well, I think, once again, calling all people who have skills. And even if you don't have a skill, if you are... you're coming out to this area, or you've been living in this area, and you want to give back, you want to help, you want to keep yourself busy, we'd love to talk to you. A helping hand, you'll learn how to do the carpentry or construction or whatever, because we have the people in place, but we need people that really want to make a difference, that have those skills in their former lives, or maybe they retired or they're doing it and they want to do something on the side, to contact us, because we could really use your help in building a good volunteer base, and then really help the people out there that need it, because we've owned some properties now and we could get back into building houses for people who need it. So contact us. We want you.
I can only imagine, Joe, the feeling that after you've done your work and it comes time to show the person the finished product, or that's got to be so rewarding in itself.
And John will say the same thing. I got to tell you, like I said before, the most gratifying thing is that. But when you see a piece of land just sitting there, or a house that's in shambles, and then at the end of the work, you look at it and you just feel so much pride into what you put into that. But what really is the icing on the cake is at the end, when that family is standing in front of it with their children or their pets or whatever, and they're just so happy to have a place to live, and you are a part of that. It's just the most gratifying feeling.
And it's great to have such a fine organization here in Franklin County. Let's tell the folks again the contact information, how the phone numbers, the website, the location of the store. Let's talk about that once again.
Okay, so let me give you the phone number, which will give you to our phone over in our store, which you can leave a message. It's 540-263-8195.
And what are the hours of the store, if I may interject here?
Okay. Now, the store is located on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you head towards the courthouse.
Yes.
And it's on your left. You'll see the Pendleton Nonprofit Center. We're kind of, if you make a left in there, we're right down below there. You'll see a Habitat for Humanity sign. And our hours for the store are Wednesday through Friday, from 10 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 2.
Okay.
And at those times, we'll also receive drop-offs. You can call the store. If you have it, something that you need to get to the store that you can't get to the store, we will come and pick it up. We will work with you to pick it up, so you don't worry about that.
Okay, and the website is?
www.habitatfc, for Franklin County, VA. So habitatfcva.org. And it's work in progress. We're just starting to work on that, but you'll notice some information out there. Keep checking with us. We're going to start enhancing it, getting more information out there for you.
And what better time of the year to give than right now? It's Christmas time, so and even just make contact now and then maybe make a New Year's resolution that you're going to donate your time, money. If you have goods that you want to get that you they're in your way, maybe you have no use for them, the store can use them. There's so many ways to help out this great organization. Anything in closing, guys?
No, I just want to remind everybody that, yes, we do have a mailing address. If you want to mail donations, it's P.O. Box 834, Rocky Mount, Virginia. We also have a phone number for that office, and that number is 540-483-8884. And that's to get to our main office. The store has a separate number. Joe's provided that. The 483-8884 number is for our main office.
Need to come on in and shop. I'm sure you could probably find some great Christmas gifts in the Habitat store.
Yeah, people do it all the time. You know, they really find things that they're so happy with that they could really use, and that's gratifying to see people walk out with that. And the other thing I just wanted to state that is, like I said, we do alliances with stores. We do something with Lowe's. Lowe's been very gracious over in Rocky Mount. And also a company by the name of Uttermost has given us wonderful donations. If anyone out there has a business or is interested in donating equipment and or supplies to our store, please contact us. We'd love to work with you. Just remember that anyone that gives us any property or any donations will be getting a receipt and usually a follow-up letter for some of your donations, and that would be really appreciated.
Tax deductible.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, I want to thank you guys, John and Joe, for stopping by. And, you know, we're going to commit to keeping, you know, maybe once a month or so, we talked about this, keeping the county up to date on what's going on with Habitat for Humanity, the Franklin County chapter. And, of course, if any of the information that you've heard today, maybe you missed a number or you'd like to hear the interview again within the next hour, I'll have it posted on our website. It's WYTIradio.com. Click on the blog section and it'll be the interview at the very top, and we'll leave that there so you can get all of your numbers. Or if you don't have access to the internet, or maybe if you're like me, you're not really savvy on clicking and moving around, then feel free to give us a call here at the station, 483-9955, and we'll pass along the information that we have for you. Again, John Wilson and Joe Ferrara, thank you so very much for stopping by. You guys do a great service to our community.